Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Pettycast. We do it every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We will power rank the power rankings an hour from now. Cannot wait to see what the experts are saying about the Texans after their win over the Bills. This is the segment, and we're getting some great texts, by the way. We'll read some of these, I promise you. 713-572-4610. What are you feeling petty about? Who did the best petty around the league this weekend? Seth and I will mix in some petty takes of our own. Let's start with the Colts. I feel like we're really good at being petty about the Colts. And yes. I'm going to tell you who I feel bad for right now. Not really, but sarcastically feel bad for. Colts Anthem Seth, who does this same thing every week. We've played him before.
I forgot his name was Seth.
His name's Seth. He is besmirching your good name. Here was his weekly anthem prior to the game against the Jags. We should point out that the Colts, going into this game in Jacksonville this weekend, had lost nine straight road games to the Jacksonville Jags. I'm assuming there's a London mixed in there. Nine straight road games to the Jags.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Jags. Let's finally break that curse. Mm. This is our team. Go Colts.
Okay. So it's important for many of you at home. If you've never heard that song before, congratulations to you for not being on social media. Because it is, it's become almost like a rite of every NFL week this year for me to see Colts dude doing his at some point.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible not to see it multiple times as people just crush him and roast him for everything. And yet he seems like it's just a nice young fella doing a little
stuff. Pretty harmless.
He gets the Colts cheerleaders and mascots in on it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my God, that's keep up the good work because. Yeah,
that's one of the weirder streaks that I've ever seen, that the Colts have lost 10 straight road games to the Jags. The Jags have been largely terrible in the last 10 years. And the Colts have not been one of the great teams in the NFL, but that does overlap with Andrew Luck. And, you know, they've had other quarterbacks in there who would seem capable of beating the Jags in a road game over the last decade.
What's the Texans streak versus the Jaguars now? It's that's also in Jacksonville, I think. The Texans in Jacksonville is on a really long
streak.
It goes
back to 2017. They lost in Jacksonville the year the Jags made the AFC title game. So
and that was the last time the Texans lost in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville, yeah. So there you go. So the Colts anthem, poor Colts anthem guy, man. Poor Colts, poor Anthony Richardson, man. Joe Flacco is about to Deshaun Watson him again.
I guess, who are we being petty over here?
The Colts, or the guy? Both.
Anthony Richardson, who's right now, as long as he stays injured, he's right above 50% completion percentage on the season. So a lot hangs in the balance whether he's healthy or not. I need him to finish at 49%.
Joe Flacco is the top-rated quarterback in the NFL. Anthony Richardson is the lowest-rated quarterback in the NFL. And Joe Flacco threw for 359 yards in a loss last week. I think we'll be petty over
just the whole scenario in
the whole scenario of the Colts. That the Colts are looking at a Cleveland Browns situation from last year. Poor Colts fans. And poor.
I wish Anthony Richardson seemed like a jerk, but he doesn't.
No, I know.
Seems like a really nice young man. I don't know, but for the whole Anthony Richardson situation, this feels good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do our weekly check-in on the Pettycast on the Deshaun Watson situation. They hate him in Cleveland right now.
You were cackling yesterday when I heard you listening to Cleveland radio.
It's so fun.
And you were cackling at just how miserable the host sounded.
Yeah, and I like those guys too, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. But we went through a few years of it here, man. I'm just glad it's somebody else. And I love that it's a city that was taking a victory lap over getting Deshaun Watson for three first-round picks.
Look, I like you, but I laugh at your misfortune.
Of course.
Remember when your aunt died? I thought that was hilarious.
That didn't happen, just so people
know. Are you going to take a day off of work, Sean?
Didn't happen. My aunt's still alive.
We can't come talk about sports with
No days off, man. Here was Deshaun.
That did not happen.
Okay. Here was Deshaun on his post-game press conference on Sunday.
I mean, we just got to continue to take what the defense give us, at the end of the day. you know. So I'm rocking with whatever the coach's decision is. Like I said, we don't listen to the outside world, regardless of what it is. So, you know, that's all I can do is worry about what I can control.
He's got no answers, man. It's 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes of no answers. It's hilarious.
I have to put in my big box of advice to athletes on dealing with the media. Yeah. I'm amazed that football people don't understand this. Nobody ever feels better hearing take what the defense gives you when it's in a loss or in a poor performance. Man, people hate that. Yeah. They really hate it. It's one of those things that it is true, and yet it feels so passive and weak when you say, well, you should take what the deep. It's almost like, oh, like you're a little, like you're in a Dickens novel or something. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, Mr. Spagnuolo, could you give us something?
Can you spare a dime? Can you spare a penny?
Can you spare a blown coverage?
Yeah.
Can you? No.
Speaking of our friends on 92.3 The Fan, Daryl Ryder, who I believe covers the Browns for The Athletic. He's a weekly guest for them. And he was on yesterday, and he's saying, it's over.
It's over. Got 12 more weeks of this to go. It's over. Deshaun can't play at an elite level anymore. It's over with him. They made their bed. They got to sleep in it now. But I just complete, utter disaster and failure for the Cleveland Browns. Unprepared, disinterested at times. Confused at times. We've been trying to talk ourselves for 5 weeks into this thing's going to get better. They're going to get it on track. I think yesterday was the cold hard truth. They're not getting it on track. It's not going to get better. Kevin Stefanski doesn't have answers. The players don't have answers. The players I don't want to say they don't care, but they sure don't look like they care.
That sounds like a terrible situation.
You know,
it's too bad.
What has been an historically long stretch of an embarrassing incidents involving Lake Erie, this is Lake Erie's biggest embarrassment. This is the mistake by the lake.
This is worse than the lake being lit on fire.
This is, anytime you make a joke about the mistake by the lake or the lake being on fire, people in Cleveland get all irate about it. Look, it's clean now. It's not that bad. Like, now they have Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They'll never live down. This was one of the biggest mistakes in the history of pro football.
Huge gaffe. And he's now 2-1, the favorite to be the next QB benched. Deshaun Watson is the favorite at 2-1. One more on Deshaun here. This was we just heard from Terry Bradshaw a little bit ago. This is Terry Bradshaw. This is now them on the set on Sunday after Deshaun had a horrible performance against the Commanders. This was Terry Bradshaw's solution.
The question would be, as Kurt said, do you put Watson down now? He has not played well since he's been in Cleveland. Simply has not played well.
I don't want to put him down. I'd want to sit him.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. That was a little harsh.
I know what you meant. I know what you meant, Terry, okay?
You're Gronk. I know what you meant, Terry.
I understand that reference. I understand that reference.
I speak fluent Northern Louisiana, too, Terry. That was funny. Put him down.
It's like the Browns fell in love with a hooker, married her with no prenup. Like, you're just like all the stuff that you're just like, man, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
Yeah, somebody, remember that NFL player? Oh, it was a Titans player who fell in love with a stripper in Las Vegas and married her.
Yeah, we gotta Google that. Yeah, I do.
No prenup.
I do.
She like left. He did the old honey, I ain't coming home no more.
Yeah. 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 No, it wasn't Kahali Waring, okay? That's
So that's what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They fell in love with a hooker.
Yep. From acknowledged last week, as we continue with the Pettycast, we'll read texts here in just a second. Podcast Bill got acknowledged last week. Bill O'Brien on the Julian Edelman podcast was awesome, telling stories. His team is 4-1, so he's feeling himself. He told this Gronk story last week.
I told this story about Gronk the other day. Gronk was a rookie, and Bill would come in on Wednesdays sometimes, and he would test the team.
Quiz us.
And as assistant coaches, you had a 7:30 meeting, so you would alert these guys like, hey, man, you better know your stuff because he's going to test you. And these guys would all be like, oh, my God. They'd be looking at the punter's range and averages and stuff. And let's say we're playing the Jets or whatever. And so he goes, all right, Gronkowski, who's the Mike linebacker? and Gronk had his scout book like between his feet. And so he looked at Bill and he looked down and he was moving the pages on his toes. And Bill goes, Jesus Christ, Gronk.
Okay, so it's good enough, Ben. So Bill's feeling himself. We acknowledged podcast Bill is great. He's fun. He's a good storyteller. Boston College went to Virginia, to Charlottesville, and got worked in the second half by what I'm assuming is, at best, an average UVA football team. Salty Bill is back. This is the first minute of his post-game press conference on Saturday.
Hi, Bill. Just comment on the penalties and turnovers.
Awful. Awful. Bad coaching, bad execution combined. Awful. Give Virginia credit. They did a great job. We did not do a good job. Thank God we got 12 days before our next game. Maybe we can get some things corrected. Bad. All the way around.
Go to Dan Rubin.
Coach, you did start out the first half with that fast start.
Doesn't matter. You got to play 60 minutes. It's not a 30-minute game. It was a 30-minute game. Great. It's not. It's 60 minutes. Next question.
Trevor Haas. What did you see from Tommy specifically in the fourth quarter?
What's that?
What did you see from Tommy specifically in the fourth quarter?
It wasn't great. Nobody was great, Trevor. Nobody. Coaches, we had 10 guys on the field on the first play of the last drive on offense. It was terrible. We put it on me. Blame it all on me. We got to do a better job. We got to coach better. We got to play better. We got a long way to go.
I like that, Bill O'Brien. That's a good. That's good, saucy. Any kind of that had tones of same methodology, different sentiment, but AFC South champs.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I mean.
It was like it was
AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, except in a different direction, you know.
Right,
instead
right.
of, but basically being very dismissive. I like that. I think that plays well in Boston.
Yeah,
I think if that's my coach and he's done some good things with a team and maybe look like they're overperforming at times, that's what I want to see. I approve of that, Bill O'Brien.
I do too. It's a petty Bill O'Brien in some ways, and it's petty for me to be bringing Salty Bill and taking pleasure in Salty Bill being back because it equates to him losing football games. But that's what this segment's about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to get in trouble for not being petty enough. I don't know. I'm having a hard time figuring out who I'm supposed to be petty on towards today.
Well, I think merely taking pleasure in Bill O'Brien being angry is probably a petty act, and you and I are both taking pleasure in it
right now.
We're
kind of acknowledging him for his pettiness.
A little bit. Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't matter what it looked like.
Text message. I'm petty about my son's little league 9-year-old assistant coach. His son is the worst kid on the team, and he keeps getting put at first and second base when he can't even catch.
Oh, that is the worst. I remember that. The worst year I ever had with that was the kid was the he was our ace pitcher. He's the worst player on the team, but he's the coach's son. You gotta have him out there. Yeah,
he's our stopper. He's gonna stop every winning streak that we have. This is from Michael Schwab texts in. I'm happily petty about the Dodgers and Yankees losing, especially when Profar tricked the Dodger fans about robbing a home run. Did you see that?
No.
Profar, the left fielder for the Padres, in the game that the Padres won over the weekend on Sunday, goes back. I forget who hit the ball, but leaps into that short little left field fence that they've got in Dodger State. So he glove goes into a crowd of human hands in there. And he pulls the glove back out and acts like he didn't catch it. So the Dodger, whoever hit it, was circling the bases like he hit a home run. And then he just turns around. By the time the guy's between second and third, he's like, nope, I got it right here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's petty right there. Petty text, George Pickens snatching the face mask of that Cowboys DB. Not even mad, considering it was a GA grad versus the Cowboys. So... Georgia grad. Okay, so Georgia grad. Yeah, Pickens went to Georgia. Did you see that play where Pickens...
That was one of those ones where I think... I think it was an effective tug. It wasn't like a flop or anything, but I bet Pickens didn't expect it to be such an effective tug.
Yeah.
I had a hard time getting angry up in arms over that one. I felt like he was just... Yeah, he was being petty and nasty, and it was kind of degrading and demeaning, but it blew up in his face because he was too good at it. It's like when you try to play a practical joke on somebody and you accidentally break their orbital bone.
Right. That's tough.
You know, time I did that and got suspended for it.
Yeah. My petty quip, text message, the announcer sniffing Josh Allen's jockstrap all game.
Was it bad?
I guess. I mean, according to this guy, I haven't had a chance to watch the TV copy yet. It was Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, right?
I've watched pieces of it. I just always usually listen to Charles Davis more so, just because he's so smart.
Yeah.
I haven't watched.
Allen's a good player. What do you expect him to do? I mean, I know he's having a horrible game, but he's a really good player. I have one more petty here. Russell Wilson is a total dork. This is from the Sunday night game between the Steelers and the Cowboys. We learned this little thing about Russell Wilson and something he's added to his repertoire with the Steelers.
Mike, Russell Wilson, as you know, he injured his calf in training camp, re-aggravated it prior to week one. He told me he ramped it up in practice this week, participating in all the quarterback drills, said he felt great, and he should be ready to go next week. He stressed it's a long season, wants to make sure he's 100%, saying he's very close. Once he's back on the field, get ready for another one of his signature catchphrases. We've heard go Hawks, let's ride here in Pittsburgh. It will be win the 7th.
All right. So that'll be the end of the
You're
interview.
Such a tool. Oh, he had go Hawks. He had let's ride with the Broncos. And now, apparently, Seth, he's going to finish every press conference with win the 7th.
Oh.
That would be the 7th Super Bowl for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I couldn't hear. All right.
Win.
That's catchy, I guess.
The 7th. No, it's not.
I'm stupid. Trying to figure out what the logic behind any of that is. Like, win the 7th. It's such a misfit between him and the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh my God!
I can't imagine there's a single Pittsburghian. Pittsburgher? What are they called?
I don't know.
Pittsburghite.
Yeah, no, they're Yinzers. They're Yinzers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So I can't imagine there's a single Yinzer that's like, oh yeah, this doesn't feel like a guy just trying to glom on to all of our previous
win
glory
the
or
7th.
Anything.
Is anybody saying that up there?
Pandering to me. Win the 7th.
Win the 7th. He's such a tool. God, he's the worst. That was a good.
Does Russell Wilson think that he's just penciled in as the starter when he's healthy?
Apparently he. At the very least, he's coming up with catchphrases for his press conferences.
Is that where it is though? It's not clear cut, right? They haven't definitively said that when he's healthy, he's the guy.
No. I think people feel like it's leaning that way though, just based on Steelers have lost a couple games now. The offense has been really the offense was bad when they were winning games. Early in the season. All right. There's your petty cast. Keep texting in. I'm enjoying reading how I didn't realize how many petty people we have out there. I love this. 713-572-4610. Similarities. Are we out of bounds for pointing out similarities between the Houston Texans and the defending Super Bowl champs? We'll let you guys be the judge based off of last night's Monday night game and the Texans win over the Bills. That is coming up next.